Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to the Q2 FY 2025 earnings conference call for Good Luck India Limited. We have with us today Mr. M.C. Garg, Chairperson, and Mr. Ram Agarwal, Chief Executive Officer. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star followed by zero on your touch-tone phone. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. M.C. Garg, Chairman and Managing Director of Good Luck India Limited, for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hello everyone. Good morning. I'm pleased to welcome you all to this earnings conference call of Good Luck India Limited. I am honored to have this opportunity to discuss our company's Q2 FY 25 performance along with my team and answer any questions or queries you may have. Let me begin by defining the broad economic trends we witnessed during the quarter and company's performance. It is a matter of the results of the Q2 are in your hand. Our company has performed well under the most adverse conditions during the quarter, which you must have noticed. The geopolitical tensions and the headwinds blowing worldwide and Indian demand also looking down, the company has done well and has shown a growth in the volume and value. The steel prices were very, very volatile during the whole quarter, but company performance is, in my opinion, exemplary in all respects. Our business model has stood with us in this difficult time and in this quarter, a new milestone has been achieved by the company. We commissioned the plant, large diameter heavy wall thickness pipe for making hydraulic tube in the month of September, which is one of the very few plants in the world, and this commercial production to start anytime in last quarter of this year, anytime after January. This facility has been started with an investment of 200 crores with a capacity of 50,000 metric tons. Our subsidiary of Good Luck Defense and Aerospace progress is going at a very fast pace, and we are likely to commission that plant by the end of this financial year. And as per our information today, our demand for the product which we are going to make is very frantic, and the production coming out is going to be a game changer to the company. Geopolitical tensions have disrupted our export. U.S. elections have thrown uncertainty into the business. The rupee volatility and steel prices and basic commodity prices have become unpredictable and volatile for some time till they stabilize. In conclusion, we remain committed to delivering value to our stakeholders through innovation, efficiency, and sustainable practices, and confident to achieve our performance as per the guidance provided earlier. Thank you for your attention and look forward to your questions.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Yes, sir.
This is Ram Agarwal.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us today. Ram Agarwal, CEO, Good Luck India Limited. I appreciate your participation in our earnings con call for the quarter ending September 30, 2024. During Q2 FY 25, we recorded a total operating income of rupees 976 crores compared to 885 crores in Q2 FY24. This substantial growth was driven by operational efficiency. Our EBITDA for the period is 87.45 crore, up from 73.68 crore in FY24. This improvement in EBITDA can be attributed to the cost optimization measures and increased operational efficiencies. However, market was not favorable, but still, by these two measures, we did this. On the profit front, our PAT for Q2 FY25 is rupees 45.06 crore, up from 34.70 crore in Q2 FY24. For the half year ended September 30, 2024, the company's net profit on a standalone basis increased by 25.66% at rupees 79.53 crore as against 63.29 crore, while total income grew by 9.25% at rupees 1908.33 crore as compared to 1746 crore last year. Sales volumes surged by nearly 9.4% at 2,489 MT in H1 FY25 against 183,256 in H1 FY24. Good Luck India, in my opinion, stands as a testament to the power of innovation and resilience. From its origin in manufacturing regular steel products to its evolution as premier provider of engineering solutions, the company's journey is marked by relentless pursuit of excellence. With decades of experience, Good Luck India Limited has successfully navigated market dynamics and technological advancement, positioning itself as a leader of the industry. The company's strategic initiatives, such as enhancing plant capacity utilization, commissioning new facility for hydraulic tube production, underscores its commitment to meeting market demands with forward-thinking solutions. This proactive approach is further highlighted by its expansion into the European, Canadian and Mexican market, a bold move that not only broadens its global footprints but also reinforces its competitiveness on the international stage. The company's focus on increasing its range of value-added products reflected deep understanding of evolving customer needs and a dedication to deliver superior and tailored solutions. This theme captures the essence of company's journey, leveraging engineering excellence to carve out new pathways for sustainable growth and solidifying its role as a trailblazer in the industry. We remain committed to creating stakeholder value through sustained performance. We have invested in our future and continue to uphold the tenets of quality, innovation, customer trust in everything we do. We thank our stakeholders and the investor community for their sustained support. I now request the moderator to open the floor for Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Pratik Bhandari from Art Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Can you tell me about the EBITDA per ton that we clocked in for this particular quarter?
It is almost 8,100 approximately.
So, does it mean that we have seen a degrowth in the realization?
How did you come here calculate that?
So, last quarter we did the EBITDA per ton for 8,350. And for this quarter you were stating 8,100.
Please check your records. It was, in my opinion, it was almost 7,700 and 8,000. It was approximately 8,000 and it remains the same, almost same, flat.
Okay. And what was the volume for this quarter?
value of the EBITDA, total EBITDA.
Volume per ton.
Hello.
Yes.
In April, it is 2,489,000 metric tons.
The volume?
2 lakh tons approximately, and exact terms 2,489 metric tons.
Okay. So does it mean that we have doubled our volumes from on a quarter-on-quarter basis?
No. Absolutely. I think there is some miscommunication. I can tell you what was the volume in the first quarter.
So last quarter you mentioned that you did a volume of 1,02,000 tons.
And this quarter we have done a volume of 1,06,000 tons.
So it is a H1. This is a H1.
No, I am asking for this particular quarter.
Yeah. It is. You are talking of quarter, we are talking of H1. So H1 it is 2,489,000 metric tons.
2,04,000 approximately.
Yeah.
And for this particular quarter?
1,03,000 tons.
1,03,000. Alright. So, sir, going forward, where do we see the EBITDA per ton shaping up to for FY26? What would be the approximate range for EBITDA per ton?
Every year, the EBITDA has to improve. The improvement will depend on the volatility. If it subsides, then we expect EBITDA improvement anything between 5 to 10% EBITDA improvement on year-to-year basis.
On an annual basis?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thanks for answering my question.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question to the management, you may press star and one. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Sumant Kumar from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Can you talk about the new plant, how ramping up, what is the utilization currently?
New plant trials are being done. Plant has been commissioned. There are lot of sizes for which equipments are still coming in. The ramping up is going to take 3 more months. However, inquiries and orders are coming more than what we expected. But some supplies have also been affected. It is a time-consuming process. The actual user will get their material, will test it, approve it, and then we will start getting regular orders. But ramping up is going as per schedule.
Okay. And when we see the operating level growth in last 2 quarters, okay, it is not encouraging. So can you talk about with the new plant ramping up in the coming quarter, and also how is the growth is going to be in next couple of quarters or H2? How is the order book?
Sir, one thing I disagree with you. The growth in demand or growth in has not been encouraging. Taking into consideration the headwinds blowing domestically and internationally, we have still able to grow. And I think that's a very, compared to the industry as a whole in India, if you see, in our sector, only we are the one to grow. Others have fallen behind. We have been able to not only maintain our EBITDA, we have improved our EBITDA. In the most difficult situation, our diversified business model has stood with us in the difficult time. It's a difficult time for industry, processing industry as such. With market steel price going down every month, you can imagine what kind of situation in which we are. But I feel the company has done very well.
Okay.
And the time ahead, I look forward the next two quarters must be better than the first two quarters.
In any incremental update in defense side, sale of defense?
In defense sector, the implementation of the erection of the product is going on. Machines are on the sea, and it is likely to be a trial run. It is likely to be commissioned by March 25, and from April 25, we are likely to start the trial come the commercial production. So it is going on as per our schedule. However, I will say it is the before schedule.
Okay. So that you can start before schedule of April 2025, right?
Basically, it's a trial run and commercial production. It will be starting in April 25 onwards.
Okay.
Erection will be completed by March 25.
So, can you talk on solar support structure, how is it is growing for the company and the target for us?
Solar support structure, we are already supplying for 200
megawatt.
200 megawatt, already we are supplying for solar support structure and it is doing well. We have the good order book there and almost everybody we are servicing. Solar support structure. And we see good visibility for at least next 1 year.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rakesh Roy from Boring AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Morning, sir. My first question regarding, sir, for Q1, you have give the guidance for 15-20% growth. Still, you are intact for this growth for whole year?
Can you repeat the question, please?
My question is, sir, in Q1 con call, you have guided, give 15-20% top end. So still you have intact for 15-20% growth for FY25 or you have downgraded this growth? Any idea, sir?
15-20% growth is our conservative target for time to come. However, in Q2, the geopolitical situation, we disrupted the exports and slowing domestic demand. Indian elections, heavy monsoon, they affected the domestic demand, but still, we recorded a growth of
8%.
10% we recorded a growth. And I think that's a wonderful achievement under the situation.
And in the coming quarter,
you have, earlier you are saying 15-20%, now you are saying 10%.
Sir, basically, due to these conditions, the growth for this quarter, it has gone down, but now the monsoon is over, election is over, US election is over. So we hope in this S2 or Q3 and Q4, market demand will persist and the guidance, what we had given, we are likely to achieve it.
So you are still intact, sorry, quality down is 10%, but you are saying 15-20% is achievable.
In the coming quarter, it will be, however, a blended one, it may be a little lesser.
It is okay. Definitely achievable. Management is confident we will achieve the growth as guided earlier. However, in the second quarter, I told you the heavy monsoon all over the country, elections, Indian elections, US election. We are a export first company. Disruption in export definitely affected the demand. But still we were able to record a moderate growth of 10%.
Okay, agree, sir. My next question is, sir, as you say, you were saying the EBITDA per foot for EBITDA per ton for this quarter is nearby 8100, Anna. So, okay, this EBITDA will maintain in near future Q3, Q4, or this will be come down?
It will be maintained. It has to improve year after year. There is no reason. I don't see any reason for it to go down.
Agree, sir. Because I'm asking, because iron ore prices is increasing. So that's why I'm asking.
Sir, I'm not questioning why you are asking. I'm happy that you are asking. And you should ask these pointed questions.
Management
is on its toes to satisfy you. I'm happy you asked this question.
Sir, my next question is regarding defense business. Earlier you were saying you have that efficiency of 1.5%.
I'm fully confident. We will not only maintain EBITDA, we will improve it year after year.
This is good, sir. Sir, my third question is regarding defense business. Earlier you were saying you have the capacity of nearby 1.5 lakh cell every year. For this year, can we assume is a 70% utilization? You make nearby how much utilization you are targeting for FY23?
I have already told you that the erection work machinery will be commissioned by March 25. So in this current financial year, there will be no production. But in the next year, when we start from April 25, yes, we will aim for minimum 60% to 70% of the production target in the coming financial year.
Okay, sir. Great, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Dixit from Hem Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So my question is regarding on other income. Like for this quarter, there has been surge in other income. It's around 18 crores, whereas in earlier quarter it was 1 crore. And same quarter last year, it was 4 crore. So what was the reason for such
surge? Actually, our other income is an interest income and export rebates and some other income also. So for the details, you can email us. We will clarify.
Interest income and export rebate.
Export rebates, interest income.
Okay.
And many other miscellaneous income.
Okay. Sir, like if we consider this as normal, what it was earlier in quarters, then our PAT has been flat, like it has not grown much. If we don't consider.
Sir, your voice is not clear. Can you speak a little loud?
Now it's clear?
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah, sir, I was asking, like, if you consider the other income as normalized, what if it was in earlier quarters? So our PAT has, like, it is flat. So there has been a growth in PAT due to mainly other income only.
Basically, when you will see these conditions in the market, in the Q2,
yeah,
if you consider it from YOY, then there is a good, despite all these problems, company has been able to maintain the things. Otherwise, it was very difficult because monsoon was almost four and a half months. All the projects were delayed. There was no site was working. No supplies were going. And geopolitical, after election, no new projects have been declared.
Okay.
US election, all the export was down. But still, in this difficult quarter, we have navigated our company to maintain. In your words, we have maintained the status quo.
Okay. So, sir, can we expect second half of the year, it would be much better than the first half?
Definitely. It is always.
Yeah.
You go for last 4-5 years,
yeah,
it is always better. And moreover, now the monsoon has subsided, US results have come. So, I hope it should be normal now.
Okay. And, sir, for this hydraulic plant, what's our max potential turnover?
Right now, what we have done a capacity of 50,000 metric ton, and we hope to achieve it in 12 to 18 months. And as soon as we get 80 and 90%, then again we will have to do a certain capex to double its capacity because market is ebullient to accept this product.
And sir, how is the demand for these hydraulic pumps in India and export market?
The market is excellent, demand is excellent. It is a replacement of seamless flow.
Yeah.
So demand is, there is no doubt of demand basically. Okay. It is only the production. How fast we can ramp up our production and we can feed the thirst of the market. Market needs this because it is a construction material. The construction, it is being used in the construction machine and everywhere construction is going on. Destruction is going on. So construction is the next step and it has already started.
Okay. And you have said in your filing also that it will act as an import substitution.
Definitely it is.
Domestically, yes.
Okay.
A lot of Chinese seamless pipes are coming into the country and the samples are going to the people who are using these seamless pipes and their approval is awaited. This approval will take some time.
Okay. That was all from my side. Thank you and best of luck.
Thank you. The okay. Next question is from the line of Disha, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. I would like to know, can you help me with the update on the bullet train project?
Yes. The bullet train project, as far as we are concerned, we have got an order of 22,000 metric ton, and out of that, we have produced almost 65% order, and in next 8 to 9 months, maximum to 12 months, it will be completed. But as far as the total bullet train operation is concerned, for which L&T and NHRCL are entrusted the duty, so I hope in the by 2026, it should be operational, as per the government estimates.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one at this time. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Deepak Pandey from Sagun Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, just want to understand, at large, for the company right now, the CR coil business is a low margin and high volume business. So, going ahead, do you see, you know, some kind of demerger for the business in the medium to long term?
We don't plan to do this. It is a business running for last 25 years at the same capacity at which it was installed. But it is just a low margin and same volume product which we are doing because we have some committed customers who buy from us and we are servicing them. It is not of much significance to our overall volumes in the company.
Understood. And do we see any further expansion in the same CR coil business?
No, we don't plan to do this.
Okay. My second question, sir, pertains to the defense vertical. Has there been any development on the product side or have you spoken to, you know, the potential buyers in this quarter?
We are speaking to a lot of potential buyers. Other potential buyers are speaking to us. And several of them domestically and from overseas have visited our plant. And we find a lot of interest in the buyers to buy our product, only awaiting the commissioning of the plant.
Understood, sir. Sir, on the defense part, is there, you know, some sort of demand and supply scenario that you have for Indian market?
Indian market, definitely Indian market has a good demand, because in the last 2-3 years, if you see, because in India, MIL is the nodal authority which purchases it. Earlier, it was purchasing a very little quantity. But you must have gone through a news item where they have placed the order of almost 2,50,000 plus requirement for 2027. So along with all the world, India is also looking up to increase its bin size for this particular product, because all these ammunition, it is being standardized to 155 mm, what we are going in. I hope your query is clarified.
Understood, sir. Understood. And for the sir, hydraulic tube plant that we inaugurated recently, how long do you see, you know, the plant to get stabilized and commercial production to start?
It may take anything between 4 to 6 months. Commercialization can start. It's a long drawn process. The tubes are made. They go into line, equipment. They are tested, approved. Then only they can be commercialized. Approval is a lockdown process.
Got it. Thank you very much, sir. Congrats on a good set. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Vinit Agarwal from Aditya Birla Money. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, sir. Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. And congratulations on good numbers. So I just have one question. Like, we have seen government capex this first half was only 37%, which was lower compared to last year. And in second quarter also, we have not seen that much improvement compared to what was expected. So how you are seeing on ground reality, like, will it improve further in the second half? And like, what is that you are expecting?
What we are looking for, what I perceive, as per the market report and the infrastructure, the projects which were basically not coming, not being announced after the election results, now they have started coming up. From the month of October, I see there is a demand in the government projects, because now March is coming and all the funds are to be spent. So there should be a normal activity in the government procurement. Rather, it should be an improved activity comparing to H1. This is my perception, and my team is working on this.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Yash from Unify Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. Last quarter you mentioned that your auto capex will start contributing to revenue from Q2, and it is expected that capex will contribute to 250 crores this year and next year 500 crores. And now you are saying that the capacity will take another 3-4 months for commissioning. So can you give a clarity on that?
Basically, the large diameter tube plant for which we have invested, that plant is under trial right now, and from the last quarter, let's say in January, we will start its commercial production. However, what you are asking, ramping up the production, yes, definitely, it may take 3-4 months more. And from the first quarter of the next financial year, I hope it will be online, because it's a normal process to take 3-4 months whenever a new product, however from the approved source, but it takes a 3-4 months time to get approval, because it's a long cycle. So that was the only purpose to telling, but it is online. Commercial production will start from this January 25 and will be ramped up from April 25.
Mighty Way, I must tell you, the first of its kind plant in India. There is no plant of this size. It is going to replace Chinese seamless pipe imports.
So, will this capex contribute to revenue this year, or it will start from next year itself?
Next year only.
This year, from the fourth quarter, it will give a bit contribution. But from April 25, it will give full contribution.
Okay.
This year only one quarter
contribution. So this is not going to contribute to this year's revenue. But still, you expect to grow to 15-20% in next 2 quarters?
Yes, we hope that we should almost reach 4,000 crores this financial year. Last year it was 3,500, and this year we should reach almost 4,000, nearby 4,000.
Okay. And when will your EBITDA margins start to improve? Will it be only after the defense capex and the auto capex start contributing to revenue significantly?
Yes, naturally, when this defense capex is completed and this LDP plant is ramped up, so there will be a real significant improvement in the EBITDA margins, and which are most likely to, you can see in the next financial year.
And when is the defense capex expected to start contributing to revenue?
It should start from trial run will commence from April 25. So from the second quarter of next financial year, it will start contributing. I hope so.
Oh, second quarter. So the potential is around 300 crores, right?
Almost. When it will reach its full capacity of 150,000 shells, then it is likely to give 300 to 350 crores. However, it will again depend on the market prices and the conditions. But this is all as per
the demand right now that you are saying. The demand is very good and you are getting so many inquiries. So you should hope to achieve this number. Hello. Yeah, am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible now.
Yeah, and this will, the defense capex margin will be more than 20%, right?
We hope so.
Yeah, okay, that's it. Thank you for answering my question.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Participants who wish to ask a question to the management may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Chirag Mehta from Chirag Mehta & Co. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, congratulations on a great set of numbers. Now, my only question is that what are the missing plans of that Good Luck Defense, and how much fundraising may plan for the country?
So it will all depend on the ramping up of the production of the company. It should start from the, as I have told, from the next financial year. As soon as the plant is stabilized, then we will start pondering over the issue. But definitely it is to be done, but the time is to be decided.
But sir, approximately we have some internal working, like what is the, you know, just a thought process of how much funds should be raised for the market.
You're not audible, sir. Can you just repeat?
Yeah, one minute. Hello?
Now, I was just saying that if you have some internal figures regarding, you know, how much funds raised, you know, approximately you are planning, like, from the market.
So right now it has not been decided so far. Because now our total focus is on the creation of the plant, to start the plant. Once it gets started, then we will start working on it.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. The current participant has been disconnected. We'll move on to the next question. It's from the line of Desha, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, I have one more question. So is there any plan to increase exports going forward, and what kind of a revenue contribution shift in percentage terms to like do we see?
We are export thrust company. Our exports are nearly 1,000 crore annually. However, in the first half, second quarter of this year, export took a hit due to geopolitical tensions on the sea routes, Red Sea problem. However, our emphasis is once again on export only. Our new plant, which has been commissioned, the most of the products will go for export only. So we expect to get a good growth in export.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ram Agarwal, Chief Executive Officer from Good Luck India, for their closing comments.
I thank all of you for taking your time out to attend the earning con call of Good Luck India Limited today. In case you have any further questions, any query, please feel free to reach out to our investor relations team. Thank you. Thanks once again.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Good Luck India Limited, that concludes today's session. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect the call. Thank you.